After the fall of the Taliban regime, we have achieved a lot in terms of human rights and women rights, particularly. In terms of participation of women, we have 4 women ministers, 10 female deputy ministers, 25% of the parliament. We have female judges, female prosecutors, we have female singers, we have female in the media, in the sports, everywhere. But it doesn't mean that every woman in the country is able to exercise their basic human rights or equal rights, which is guaranteed in the Constitution.
What laws does Afghanistan have to protect women?
We do have elimination of violence against women law in the country, which was signed by a decree by the president in 2009. We're still trying to pass it through parliament, which for the first time criminalized domestic violence in Afghanistan, and also criminalized any other act of sexual assault, selling women, forced prostitution, forced labor, and so on. And this is a big achievement.
It's one thing to have the laws, but then executing this be a little difficult.
Well, I think it is difficult because in a country like Afghanistan, where we had conflict for 40 years, we need to build an institution to take the responsibility and can be responsive to the need of the people. But I think we are in a good path, but it is really a long way to reach justice. Without justice, we cannot have sustainable peace, we cannot have sustainable development. So justice in building the justice institution and facilitating access to justice for everyone is key to achieve sustainable development goal and to respect the human dignity.
And what about girls' education?
Well, we do have quite a good number of girls going to school. It doesn't mean that every girl have access to education, either because of the lack of facilities of female teachers or lack of even toilets in their schools. The cultural barrier and the distance between the school and the girls. So it is still a problem. 1/3 of the girls do not have access to education.
Anything else you would like to tell the audience?
The promotion and protection and fulfillment of human rights is shared responsibility of all of us. And we need to stand united and committed for this issue. Otherwise, we will not achieve sustainable peace and sustainable development.